Thank you. is our little introduction. First time we heard it, we're participating in a music competition, and there were 9 required words, and this was one of them. And the first time we heard it, we thought, what have we done? This piece was written by Charles Ives, who you may have heard of. He's a very well-known American composer, written in the late 1800s. But he had quite a sense of humor, and his calling in real life was that of an insurance agent, yet he composed music seriously on the side, and now, of course, it's better known as the composer than as an insurance agent. This is his 4th sonata. It's called Children's Day at the Camp Meeting, and we found it might be appropriate for our visit up here. He wrote it in fond remembrance of the day Bible camps that were popular in Connecticut when we lived in the late 1800s. And Children's Day was when all the little boys came up to the Bible camp and had their day there. And being little boys, they were sometimes rather unruly. In the first movie, you'll hear the little boys marching to one of the organ hymns, and you'll hear them kind of start getting boisterous and out of hand. At the same time, as you hear them getting out of hand, you'll hear this poor soul, little boy, who was required to practice on the melodeon. And he was having troubles with the piece of the kind of things. He was hitting wrong notes. At the same time, you hear the church choir in the background, the loudest singer singing wrong notes. And it's just a mess, really. Just chaotic. And then, just about when you've had enough of this, you have to imagine somebody ringing the bell to bring things back in order, and you hear the little boys marching up to their tents or that new train station, whatever. The second movement is a largo, for the most part, and it's built, mainly built around the hymn, Yes, Jesus Loves Me, which was a favorite of the little kids, right? The first part of this movement, you have to use your imagination again. Imagine the sounds of the woods, wind murmuring through the trees, and the brook running, and whatever else, birds twittering. And you'll hear the hymn, it's kind of hard to find it amidst all the wood sounds, but you'll hear it, either in the piano or the violin. About halfway through this movement, I've tried to picture the meeting in the church, held in the evening, and tried to imitate the sounds of some of the more fervent believers at the church, like Barbara John, who get up and raise his hands and yell his praises to the Lord. You'll hear this section of the piano, and it's just a wrap. You can imagine these guys running wild in the local church. That section, incidentally, I've titled Hans Schlageraffel. Most classical music are indications as to what speed we should be playing, what mood we're trying to present, are written in Italian. So we'll see like Con Appassionato Con Brillante. Okay, well, I wrote Con Schlageraffel. What he did during this, you know, this piano was going nuts, just the people at the church. So little boys would slip out of the church and go down to the brook and smug rocks into the local brook. So you'll hear that section in the violin, plucking the strings. That's supposed to give the idea that the rock skipping across the brook. Then the whole movement winds down once again with the chorus of Yes, Jesus, Love Me, and kind of calms things down. The final movement is similar to the first. Again, the little boys start marching and having a great time, and the older fellows at the camp decide to join in, and they all finish. I've had the whole piece finished with a tune that was popular at the time, Here We Gather at the River, so you'll hear them all marching along, perhaps singing, or perhaps heading towards the river, whatever your imagination tells you they're doing. So hopefully these program notes will help you understand and enjoy this piece more.
I have something to add. I think this piece also represented for us a brand new challenge, in that while the second movement may sound to be rather random and sort of rambling, it is highly complex rhythmically, and it's the first time we've ever had to literally get out a pocket calculator to figure out how the rhythms actually fit together.
It sounds like sometimes the Schlageraffel section sounds like she's just pounding on the piano, and yet everything is written out. She has, usually a pianist has two two lines of music, one to the left hand, one to the right. Well, Oz managed to insert three steps. And somehow she's supposed to come up with another hand or foot or something, but I don't know. She was beginning to wonder if that was necessary. So hopefully you'll come to appreciate this piece, as we've actually grown to like it. At first, before we read the program notes, that I've grown to self, we were wondering what we got ourselves into.
Thank you.
what they've done, it's a little bit different. We finished our concert tonight. It's not that's a little bit longer than the other two, but hopefully you'll enjoy it. It's, like I said, it's a person out of Brahms. There are three movements. The Bachman on Togo, and the Adagio, and Allegro Molto Moderato. This sonata sometimes referred to as the Dream Drop Sonata. And that's because in the final movement, the pianist has a running 16th note line. Use your imagination to imagine a soft movement, whatever.